Here's the translated text in English. EU to strengthen carbon levy on high-emission imports, crack down on attempts to dodge it. Global coal demand hit record high this year, but is set to decline by 2030, IEA says. Oil rises over 1% as Trump's Venezuela blockade stokes uncertainty. Gold prices rise, silver soars to record high over 66 bolivars on economic uncertainty. Exclusive, Mexico's Pemex awards 5 contracts to boost oil output, fails to draw big players. Document shows oil settles near 5-year low amid ample supply. Russia-Ukraine progress. Petrobras strike hits platforms and refineries on second day, union says. Brazil's Petrobras sees no production impact as strikes kick off in oil platforms and refineries. U.S. EPA expects to finalize biofuel rules in first quarter of 2026. Medline raises $626 billion in year's largest IPO, valued at $50 billion. Ionos Group raises 2025 EBITDA margin outlook, forecasts 2026 growth. Norma Group to begin voluntary redundancy program in Germany. TikTok monitored Grindr activity through third-party tracker, Privacy Group alleges. Shares meander, oil jumps on Venezuela blockade. Top 2 China tech stocks to ride the AI wave. According to Morgan Stanley, Sanofi's F-Doralprin Alpha receives EU orphan designation for rare lung disease. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.17%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.16%. Chinese robo-taxi stocks rise as Tesla boosts sentiment. Singapore's November exports rise 11.6% YY, stronger than expected. Japan trade balance rises sharply in NOV on export strength. Imports lag, White House preparing order that could limit military contractor compensation, Punchbowl reports. Trump's approval rating slips to 39%, economy weighs, Reuters Ipsos poll finds. J.D. Vance asks for patience in Pennsylvania on U.S. cost of living. U.S. business inventories increased slightly more than expected in September. U.S. business activity growth hits 6-month low in December. U.S. business inventories rise, surpassing forecast and previous figures. U.S. business activity grows at weakest rate since June. S&P global dollar drifts near 2.5-month lows as labor data leaves rate path uncertain. South Korea's central bank sees upside inflation risk with a weaker won. Morning bid, UK inflation final hurdle before BOE verdict. RBI governor sees rates staying low for long period amid Goldilocks growth. FT Singapore mass survey shows economists raising 2025 growth forecast. RBA no longer expected to cut interest rates in 2026, Westpac. Sydney mourners remember slain rabbi at Bondi Beach funeral. Japan's exports to US post first rebound in 8 months as tariff pain eases. Australia government forced to lift inflation forecast, keep spending plans intact. SaucerSwap unveils redesigned platform and new brand identity for Hedera DeFi. Bybit recognized by Being Crypto 100 Awards as best CEX and among the best exchanges in LATAM. Bank of Canada outlines stablecoin regulations for 2026. Kraken lists Kulala to advance global impact investing. Bitcoin price today dips to 87K as risk remains frail after payrolls data. Visa launches USDC stablecoin settlement for U.S. financial institutions. Masters of Trivia, Mauta, awarded 100D Global Collection 2026 selection. After CoinMarketCap listing, Aster launches Shield Mode, a protected high-performance trading mode for on-chain traders. Bitcoin price today, subdued below 89K amid risk-off mood. Key U.S. data awaited Geode lists geodeconbitmart.com as part of ongoing decentralized infrastructure expansion. Sampo buys back 259,877 shares as part of $150 million program. Kodiak Sciences prices upsized public offering at $160 million Vireo growth to acquire PharmaCann's Colorado retail assets for $49. Immunomet prices public offering of common stock at $21.50 per. Kathy Wood's ARK stock trades Shylight bullish buys and Ibotta sales.